Come along. The bell will ring just now. Wait. Isn't that Sheila's boy? What's his name?
Yes, that's Ricky. He's in my class.
In your class?
But I hear Sheila has HIV. He shouldn't be here.
Okay. You go along now, sweetheart.
This is a serious thing. I have to talk to some of the other parents and do something about this.
The next morning, outside the principal's office.
You all wait here. I will handle this.
Yes, come in, please.
Morning, Mr. Reed.
Oh, Mrs. Smith, so good to see you again.
What does she want now?
How can I help you?
Now, yesterday I saw Ricky Black in the schoolyard. And my daughter tells me he's in her class. You don't know his mother has HIV? You can't have AIDS children here mixing with our children.
All right, Mrs. Smith. I understand what you're saying. I'll look into the matter and we'll decide what needs to be done.
No. Me and the other parents have already decided. Ricky has to go or we'll be taking action. Good day to you, sir.
Later that same morning.
Mr. Reed, you asked to see me?
Yes. Come in, please, Mrs. Marshall. It concerns Ricky Black. It seems we'll have to have him transferred from the school.
But why? What's happened?
A group of parents are protesting against Ricky being at the school because they're saying his mother is HIV positive.
With all due respect, Mr. Reed, that's ridiculous. Everyone has the right to education. How can we remove this little boy from school based on an issue that has nothing to do with his behavior or his academic performance? If his mother is HIV positive, it doesn't mean he is. Even if he was, the children can't get HIV from playing with him or sharing his food.
You're right. Everyone has the right to an education. And you know, we should also educate the parents and children about HIV.
This message is brought to you by the PANCAP HIV/AIDS Regional Stigma and Discrimination Unit, breaking down the walls of shame and blame. Funding provided by the UK Department for International Development.